Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, did you know that one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, to honor that flag, Pure Talk is supporting America's Warrior Partnership. Now, they have a mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by making the switch to Pure Talk before Flag Day. Get America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service, and you get to help a vet in need. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epic Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Thanks to all of you for being with us toll free. Let me give you our phone number. It is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. I want you to pay very, very close attention to what I'm about to tell you, because this pretty much says it all. It pretty much tells you everything you need to know about leftism, wokeism, about our failed school systems. You know, we spend more per capita on education per student than any other industrialized country, and we have the worst results. You know, you have the controversy over, you know, these three presidents from MIT, Harvard, and UPenn. The UPenn president stepped down over the weekend. A great New York Post editorial, side note, one down, hundreds of these presidents to go. And another poll, another article saying the Harvard's board now is reportedly weighing in on Claudine Gay, the head at Harvard, the president of Harvard. And anyway, about her mishandling of the questioning, the simple, basic, fundamental questioning of Elise Stefanik and their absolute repugnant answers. To me, you do not belong being a college university president, especially at a prestigious college, but any college, if you don't have the moral clarity to understand that Israel was a victim of terrorism and that all these people that were murdered, all these people raped, all these people that were kidnapped, all these children that were killed and kidnapped, all the beheadings, if you don't have the moral clarity and demand moral clarity on your college campus, then what the hell do you stand for? I mean, it makes no sense. Now, what does that have to do with what I want you to pay attention to? I couldn't believe it when I saw this. The Hill posted this. A fifth of Americans ages 18 to 29 believe the Holocaust was a myth. It's no myth. We have the images, the testimony, the evidence. It is so overwhelming, you know, so incontrovertible that all you have to do is get a simple basic education or just do an online search and you could find out within an hour, know as much as about the Holocaust that is true, backed by photographic evidence to prove that it's all true. I mean, good grief. How is it possible? Except that schools, and this is for young kids and in college, have become indoctrination centers in this environment we now live in. It should be an indictment of our entire educational establishment. They have failed so spectacularly that a full 20% of young Americans don't believe the Holocaust ever occurred. Oh, it occurred. And the number is over 6 million Jews were slaughtered. Maybe if American educators spent less time on, gender identity issues, critical race theory, and actually spend some time on reading, writing, math, science, real history, like the Holocaust occurred. Can't even believe this is something we have to discuss on this program, but here we are discussing it. You know, and computers, maybe if they'd educate our kids instead of indoctrinating our kids, maybe we'd be doing a hell of a lot better than we're doing now. Now, I will tell you, another 30% of young people said they didn't agree or disagree with the statement about rising anti-Semitism. 47% disagreed. Only 7% of Americans overall believe the Holocaust is a myth. But we're talking about our young people. And what we have are indoctrination centers. They have a captive group of kids. And for some reason, these people that are called parents and mommy and daddy, apparently these teachers feel their views are so superior to moms and dads that they have every right to circumvent whatever their value system is that they want to instill in their own children and rather indoctrinate a captive audience. It's not like they can stand up and walk out of a class without getting a failing grade. It's a captive audience. They can't go anywhere. They got to graduate to move on to the next step. And they have to sit there and get this indoctrination day in and day out. That's what these schools have now become, sick indoctrination centers. I mean, it's pretty unbelievable. Over at George Washington University, their medical school hosted a faculty panel last week declaring Hamas terrorists have a right of resistance. Okay, they're terrorists. They murdered, they raped, they kidnapped, they beheaded. What part of that is they have a right to resistance? This discussion titled Understanding the Conflict of Israel and Palestine, sponsored by the School of Medicine and Health Sciences, another prestigious university. Linda, I always thought George Washington University Medical School would be a pretty prestigious place. You know, and by the way, an image, an anti-Israeli slogan, from the river to the sea, is projected onto a building at George Washington University at their D.C. campus, right where the medical school hosted their panel last week. I mean, this
so is how much do you want to make a bet those medical students have no idea what that expression even means?
I bet they probably don't.
They don't. I guarantee you if you walk up to them and you say, what does it mean?
Okay, what part of murder, then, do they not understand?
They don't even know it has anything to do with murder.
What about rape don't they understand?
They think it's all propaganda.
Then tell me, you know, what part about beheading of innocent little babies do they not understand? Can they understand that? If you get into George Washington University Medical School, are you smart enough to understand that part? If you get into Harvard, are you not smart enough to understand that the Holocaust is real? You know, if you get into MIT, I thought you had to be really smart to get into MIT. Apparently not. You could be pretty dumb with a lot of dumb views in all likelihood put in your head by teachers and professors, you know, throughout the years. You don't get stupid like that overnight. You know, but by the way, there is a new movement. Now think about this. We have all the identity groups out there. What happens if somebody is repulsively racist on a college campus? They are rightfully, you know, they get in trouble. And I would say for all the right reasons. Okay, let's say people have different views on the LGBTQ community. Well, if they speak out, quote, and make people uncomfortable, or if they use the wrong pronoun, they're going to get in trouble in most of these same schools. You know, if you speak out against, you know, at any particular race. Now, there was an article in the Daily Mail over the weekend. I'm giving you their headline. I guess you're not allowed to use the other F word. How fat pride became our new battleground in America's culture wars. Now, there's 1 in 6 U.S. deaths that are linked to obesity. But liberal states are now banning fat phobia and discrimination laws. You know, so, okay, think about this. You can't be racist, sexist, misogynist, homophobic, xenophobic. You can't be against the LGBTQ community. you know, all of these, you know, all of these transphobic, Islamophobic, you can't say anything, which, by the way, you can't even have a debate on a college campus about these issues. If you debate it in a situation where you're supposed to have opposing views, you know, that then can be controversial. And I'm fine with that. I'm actually a big believer that schools, their HR departments can be reduced to next to nothing. You know, just have one page, and it's the golden rule. And you don't have to obey part one if you're an atheist or an agnostic. Love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and your neighbor as yourself. Treat others the way you wish to be treated. Right? I mean, it's kind of simple. But you on some of these, in some of these academic environments, God forbid you use the wrong pronoun. I mean, they're ready to rip your head off. And even if you did it inadvertently, for crying out loud. Anyway, we'll get into more of this later in the program today. 800-941-SEAN. We got a lot to get to. A lot on, I am going absolutely insane whenever I hear, oh, Joe Biden's not involved at all when it comes to Hunter Biden's troubles. No, Joe Biden is up to his eyeballs in what I am calling the Joe Biden bribery, money laundering, scandal allegations. Because Joe Biden flat out lied as a candidate, flat out lied as a president, that he had any knowledge of his son or his brother or anybody for that matter and their foreign business deals. That has been blown out of the water by Hunter's partner, Devin Archer, that testified that it was that he was on at least, what, two dozen calls with in which Joe Biden was speaking with Hunter and his foreign business partners. We know about meetings at the Cafe Milano that he had with some of Hunter's foreign business partners, like the former First Lady of Moscow, the oligarch Elena Baterina, or in the case of the Kazakhstan oligarch, or, you know, other people that he met with. We know that Joe was regularly emailing. We learned this from the House Ways and Means Committee and Jason Smith's committee last week, that there were Joe Biden using his alias email accounts, which, by the way, he's not supposed to use, and talking about financial issues. This is the same guy, Eric Sherwin, who now has been subpoenaed by the committee as well to testify. And everyone says, well, he's not involved. Well, read the bribery statute, because the bribery statute is pretty clear. And that says, you know, did Joe leverage $1 billion taxpayer dollars? Did he use his official position as vice president in charge of Ukraine at the time? And did he go against Obama administration policy? And it became policy in October of 2015. And while he was vice president, interagency agreement that, in fact, Ukraine made enough progress on the issue of corruption, thus warranting an agreement that they would, the Obama administration would give them $1 billion in loan guarantees. Okay. 5 days before Joe goes to Ukraine, he gets a call from Hunter. And on the call are two Burisma executives with Hunter in Dubai. This is when they desperately need help. They also know that Joe Biden, I'm sure that they knew, that Joe Biden was about to go to Ukraine. Their problem was a prosecutor that was investigating them for corruption. That guy's name is Viktor Shokin. Viktor Shokin. Anyway, 5 days later, Joe goes to Ukraine. After the call with Hunter and Burisma executives paying Hunter what ends up being millions of dollars for a job in which he admits he has no experience in at all whatsoever, but they need DC help, or they need, quote, the brand. And the brand, of course, was Joe Biden. And Joe Biden says, you're not getting $1 billion unless you fire Viktor Shokin, the prosecutor who's investigating Burisma Holdings, that's paying my inexperienced drug addicted son millions of dollars. Now, that would be an official action going against Obama administration policy, for the benefit, financial benefit of his own family. Well, that perfectly would fit into the bribery statute. And then I hear these people on TV all the time. There's no evidence of Joe's involvement at all. No? Sounds like a lot of involvement. I think the vice president or former vice president at some points meeting with oligarchs that are giving or doing business to the tune of $100 million in real estate, in the case of the former First Lady of Moscow, you know, meeting and having dinners with them in the Cafe Milano, that would tell us that Joe Biden lied on a spectacular level. And then you have all of the evidence on Hunter's very real laptop that they censored before the 2020 election, thanks to a corrupt and politicized and weaponized FBI. And on that laptop, we know that Hunter himself implicates his own father. I have to give half my income to Pops. And Mr. Sherwin, where should we pay? Which account should we use to pay off Pops' home repair bills? Joe benefiting financially. That's called evidence. Why is this so complicated for people? Or the WhatsApp message. I'm sitting here with my father, and we're wondering why you haven't fulfilled the commitment. And between everybody he knows and my ability to hold a grudge, you're going to regret not keeping your word. We're sitting here together waiting for your call. He implicates his father. Tony Bobulinski says, stop lying, Joe. Everybody knew you were the big guy and he was in business with them. Devin Archer talks about the meetings that Joe was a privy to. Eric Sherwin has 300 plus emails between him and Joe Biden. Joe Biden sent him regarding issues involving money. How much more evidence do you need? What's going to be interesting this week, remember, Democrats usually circle the wagons. Will they circle the wagons, or will some Democrats that don't want Joe at the top of the ticket in 24, where they start to peel away and vote with Republicans for this impeachment inquiry? That is going to be an interesting vote. We expect that to take place this week.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, did you know one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, it's in honor of that flag and what it stands for that Pure Talk is now supporting America's Warrior Partnership in their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Ask a vet. The transition to civilian life can be very difficult, especially in this economy. Access to housing, employment, even getting their earned VA benefits can be really hard. Now, that's where America's Warrior Project steps in. They provide fundamental needs to our warriors. You can help this great cause simply by switching before Flag Day to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and you can help a vet in need.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's HealthLock.com. One word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, did you know one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, it's in honor of that flag and what it stands for that Pure Talk is now supporting America's Warrior Partnership in their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Ask a vet. The transition to civilian life can be very difficult, especially in this economy. Access to housing, employment, even getting their earned VA benefits can be really hard. Now, that's where America's Warrior Project steps in. They provide fundamental needs to our warriors. You can help this great cause simply by switching before Flag Day to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and you can help a vet in need.
All right, we got a lot more to get to. We will get back to this issue of, well, at least the UPenn president is gone. One down, a few hundred more to go. Let's see what happens. Also, we have the very latest. We don't have the best economic news, although the media would tell you otherwise, because all they do is lie for all things Joe Biden and Democrats. We'll hit that today. Last week's big, you know, climate change summit where, you know, John Kerry was out there. So I am becoming more militant every day. Guy goes to get an award for his work on climate change. What happens? Oh, that's right. He took a private jet to get his award. It's because of it makes sense because of what I do and the important work that I have that. Other people don't have what none of us have important jobs. None of us are busy and have busy schedules. Only he is entitled to such.
Sean's got more behind the scenes information, more contacts than anybody, more friends behind the curtain. Sean Hannity is on.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. You know, the left is ramping up their efforts on all issues. You know, it's very frustrating that, you know, on a controversial issue like abortion, why does the government want people that maybe have different views on abortion to pay for people's abortions? Makes no sense to me. But Planned Parenthood gets a fortune. And then you have groups like Preborn that are out there and they introduce for free, by using the science of 4D ultrasound, expecting moms to the miracle of birth growing within them. And that is not often done at a lot of other places that you know, many of which are just in the abortion business, to be honest. Anyway, so what they discover is once expecting moms hear heartbeats and they get to see facial features and they can count fingers and they can count toes. And you know what? Guess what? They save those expecting moms. In larger and larger percentages are choosing life because of science, which is pretty amazing.
They offer counseling services. They offer the free 4D ultrasounds to any expecting mom. They help moms after birth if they need that help as well. They're doing so many great things. So if you're making your last year donations, they desperately need help. They are only funded by people that believe in the sanctity of life and that are in the pro-life community. And this is the perfect time to do it, by the way, because right now, whatever you donate is going to be doubled because they have a match offering right now happening. So now's the time to put your year-end write-offs to work. I mean, they're providing expecting moms counseling, babies with diapers and car seats, whatever they happen to need for up to 2 years. Two ways you can donate: £250, say the keyword baby, £250, keyword baby, or just go to their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. All right, let me get to some of the other issues here, because we got a lot going on in terms of what's happening with the Biden family, the Biden syndicate, the Biden economy, Bidenomics. I mean, it's really insane what's going on. Now, apparently, you know, I said this last week. I can't think of a single event that Joe Biden has been at in the last number of months where his cognitive decline was not front and center. Whether he's giving a speech, whether he's gives a speech and walking off stage, being confused, confounded, you know, getting lost, forgetting where he is, telling a story over and over again. I mean, it's just getting worse and worse and worse. Anyway, he was speaking at the Carpenters International Training Center. This was in Vegas on Friday. He was out there in the West Coast for a big fundraising run in Hollywood. And he literally says, over a billion, 300 million, trillion, $300 million. Now, you can't make that up. And just let me say it again so you understand what your president said. Over a billion, 300 million, trillion, $300 million. I'm like, what? I mean, how could you be that far off? And it's every day. Hunter Biden, we have this podcast rant we'll play for you. Hunter Biden's furious, saying that GOP critics are trying to kill him. They're trying to destroy his father's presidency. That's not the truth. And you can even see Chris Murphy, Democrat, Connecticut, admitting that Hunter Biden's charges are legally justified and worthy of prosecution, but he dismisses any concern that Hunter will hurt President Biden's chances in 2024. But when he goes on this, you know, let me play Hunter from this podcast.
They are trying to, in their most illegitimate way, but rational way, they're trying to destroy a presidency. And so it's not about me. In their most base way, what they're trying to do is they're trying to kill me, knowing that it will be a pain greater than my father could be able to handle. And so therefore, destroying a presidency in that way. And so I realized that it's not about me.
A pain greater than my father can handle? Your father's the president of the United States of America. The fact that that Hunter has his problems is not the issue that Joe needs to be worried about. Hunter's kind of baked in, and he's the guy that gave the worst 50-year-old interview I've ever seen in my life when he went on Good Morning America. Never ever should have done that interview. You know, do you have any experience in energy? No. Old coal? No. Oil? No. Gas? No. Nothing. None. Well, why do you think you got the job? I don't know. Why are you being paid million? I don't know. Maybe because your father's the vice president in charge of Ukraine? Huh. Probably. I didn't quite think about it that way. You know, what is your background? What is your experience? Well, I once sat on a board of Amtrak. I was on a UN Human Rights Council board. I'm an attorney. I'm like, oh, that qualifies you for the oil and gas industry. We have deep trouble now. Democrats now are looking to bring in, and you're not going to believe me, but they are, Hillary Clinton to help with Joe Biden's reelection. So bring in the person that lost to Donald Trump to help the guy that's losing in the polls to Donald Trump. If you look at Donald Trump's momentum, it is growing. I think one of the reasons, I have my theory on why I think his popularity is growing. I think he's gotten more serious. I think if you look at the town hall I had with President Trump in Iowa last week, we had a great time with the people of Iowa. Awesome state, awesome people. And anyway, but I think one of the reasons that he's gotten this new momentum is he is really dialed into the issues. And he's not talking a lot about the last election. In my interview, I don't think he brought it up once that I can recall. Maybe he did once, I'm not sure. But anyway, he's beating Biden head to head in just about every poll that comes out now. And by bigger and bigger margins, he's now surpassed 50% support ahead of the first GOP contest, which is Iowa. And Americans feel inflation's impact on living standard are opportunities. The Democrats won't use the term Bidenomics anymore. We have what now close to 100 attacks on U.S. troops in Syria and Iraq. And I'm not sure if you saw the story. I was watching it on the news this morning. I couldn't believe what I was hearing, but you know, it is what it is. You know, there's a story about how America is under attack and how Chinese hackers infiltrated key U.S. services, including our power grids, in the lead up to any possible conflict in the Pacific with U.S. forces. Okay, so let's go through the list, shall we? China, which has been up to their eyeballs in intellectual property theft. That you're talking about billions, if not trillions of dollars in just outright intellectual property theft. Unfair trade practices. They have spy balloons that Joe didn't shoot out of the sky 8 days flying over our military installations and all around our country. Nothing happens. COVID-19 they inflict on the world. Nothing happens. China confronting our fighter jets in international airspace. Nothing happens. China fighting our Navy and making hostile maneuvers against our Navy in international waterways. Nothing happens. China regularly now using their fighter jets to fly over Taiwan airspace to intimidate Taiwan, threatening the U.S., you know, even elected officials and speakers of the House that if they dare go to Taiwan, there'll be massive consequences. And nothing happens. You know, they don't lift a finger. So why would they ever stop? I mean, I got to imagine President Xi is like looking on thinking, wow, I can do pretty much anything I want. America's not going to care. Now they're attacking our electric grid and they're hacking into our systems in preparation. If God forbid there's a conflict and nothing happens. Pretty unbelievable. But don't worry, Hillary Clinton's coming to the rescue. That's going to work out great. And these poll numbers are getting worse. I mean, ask yourself the famous question, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Are you? Or 3 years ago? Are you better off with Joe Biden's policies? You know, is the world in a safer position because of Joe Biden's great foreign policy? I don't think so. Does Israel have a strong ally in Joe Biden? No, they don't. Joe Biden now saying it openly. They want this war to stop. They're not pushing for Israel to win their war against terror, which is what we would do if the equivalent of 40,000 Americans were killed on a single day. Well, we're going to listen to one of our allies tell us not to finish the job and not to win the war. I don't think that's going to happen either. All these attacks on U.S. troops, almost 100 of them since October the 17th. And what have we done? Next to nothing. A couple of strikes against a couple of empty warehouses it hasn't done a thing. It's like a pinprick. It's stupid. It's a waste of a weapon, for crying out loud. Anyway, Jonathan Martin over at Politico is suggesting none of Biden's White House staff are brave enough to tell him the truth about how he's responding to Hunter Biden's legal problems. They're just not responding. I mean, here's Karine Jean-Pierre. We'll get into more of this at the top of the hour, but just refuses to comment on questions about Hunter Biden. But by the way, these questions also involve Joe Biden.
I have two questions on the Hunter Biden case. Any reaction to the to what we saw last night, new charges, and then I have a follow-up.
Sure. Look, I mean, the president has said this before, and he will continue to say, which is that he loves his son and supports him as he continues to rebuild his life. I'm going to be really careful and not comment on this and refer you to Department of Justice or my colleagues at the White House Counsel, but that's what I'm going to, I'm not going to go beyond telling you all what the president has said over and over again. He's proud of his son, and he is building his life back up.
I know he wants to charge us directly, but can you speak at least to the emotional toll the charges are having on the president?
I'm just not going to comment beyond what I just shared.
Are they speaking to each other?
We've been pretty consistent on this. I'm not going to comment on private conversation that the president has with his family members.
One more on this, only because you said it before, I just want to re-up in light of these new charges. You said before that the president would not pardon his son. Is that still the case?
Nothing has changed. That is still the case.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. We got other news here. I really have gotten to the point where I hate giving you the reality on the economy when nobody else is wanting to do it. But, you know, the reality is already being felt by probably all of you listening to this program. I don't care how much money you have. You know, you feel the sting in the prices everywhere. You just do. Whether you're going out to dinner, whether you're going grocery shopping. Actually, Lawrence Jones of Fox and Friends wants to go grocery shopping with me because he heard me talking about how I do my own grocery shopping every week and how much I like it. And he says he thinks this would be a good segment on TV. Linda, you like that idea?
I mean, I think, you know, we would need to film you in person, live on the scene doing the shopping.
Oh, I'm a madman when I go shopping. Unless I stop to talk
that
to people.
That seems so unlike you. Very out of character.
No, it's not out of character. All right, you done? You enjoying yourself? happy Monday to you. Happy Monday.
Listen, you
to
asked
you
my
too.
Opinion. You're welcome.
No, I go in. I have a list in my head, and I have a list of crap that I'm not going to get because I like to, you know, stay fit, and I like to stick to my pretty rigid diet now. I mean, mm-hmm. It took 6 months to lose, you know, 27 or whatever pounds I lost.
So what's the worst thing you buy on your list?
Oh, I won't buy it.
There's not one thing you buy for yourself that's like,
No.
Really?
Not at all. No. Like, I would love frozen waffles with real maple syrup. I don't buy that. I love
cookies. But I'm saying there's not one thing for like a cheat day? You don't have one thing?
Nothing. Nothing.
All right.
You don't believe
me? Well, this was a super fun conversation.
Well, I'm just, I mean, it was too, you want to know the truth, it's too hard to lose it. And then once you lose it, if you're really committed to it, you don't want to go back.
I hear you on that, but.
But you don't have a problem, so I don't want to hear it. Now, I didn't finish my story. I didn't finish this in the last segment. This is actually pretty funny. And I didn't think this would be a big deal. The Daily Mail puts out this piece how, I guess you can't use the F word, the other F word, fat, right? They call it fat shaming. Even though your cat was the size of five cats, so that was a fat cat. And I think that's fair to say that.
I don't have any off-limit words, so I don't have this problem.
All right. So when I was, you know, 27 pounds heavier, I was getting fat. I'm saying it about myself. Are you not allowed to use the word anymore? Anyway, well, chubby? Do I have to come up with a nice politically correct word? I don't even know if there'd be a politically correct word to say that you're chubby. Anyway, I was getting a gut, and I'm just got sick of it. Anyway, the headline is how fat pride became the new battleground in America's culture wars. 1 in 6 U.S. deaths are linked to obesity, but liberal states are banning, quote, fat phobia with discrimination laws. I mean, I can see a situation where you can support Hamas and the murder of Hamas and the terrorism of Hamas and the kidnapping of Hamas and the raping of Hamas and the beheadings of Hamas. But what? You can't say, oh, so-and-so looks a little chubby today. God forbid. Anyway, so there are people, I guess, that embrace the fact that they are overweight. I don't think it's a healthy thing to do. That's my own humble opinion, but I believe in freedom. And if you want to eat and you are not uncomfortable being overweight, then go be overweight. It's not my job. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN is our number. I got distracted here. All right, we'll get to your calls. We'll talk more about the dual standard of our justice system next with Alina Haba and Greg Jarrett.
You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York, firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, did you know that one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, to honor that flag, Pure Talk is supporting America's Warrior Partnership. Now, they have a mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by making the switch to Pure Talk before Flag Day. Get America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service, and you get to help a vet in need.
The following is a high-five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com. High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.